B'tachon for Life, Shir 462, Sunday, Parshas Hazinu. We are breaking down a very important concept regarding accepting a negative situation. And this is very relevant in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where the purpose of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of thinking, so to speak. And we explain that when it's something that's ruchnius, for example, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when a tzaddik is nifter, achmon alitzlan, or something like that, we feel avelus. And the reason is because in our eyes, it seems as if we are having a worse relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving further away. And therefore we are bitsar over that. And it bothers us because we want an open relationship with Hashem. A relationship of karbonis, a relationship that we know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. A relationship that are Nevi'im, a relationship that is a Sanhedrin, a relationship of Kvayid Shemayim in the open for all to see. And when we see a void in that, we feel tsar. And we don't just say Gamzu L'Teiva. However, when it comes to something that is more physical, a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has a tsara. A person is struggling with a health issue, with a shidduch, with children, or anything of the sort. We have to accept and say Gamzu L'Teiva. We have to internalize that this is the best thing for us, like we explained, and therefore we accept it with simcha. And like we said, that is the biggest source to be zeicheta Yeshua. And this is the essence of the tshuva in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. When a person does an Aveira, what he's essentially doing is taking his desire over the Rabbeinu Shalom's desire, so to speak. And when we do tshuva, we negate our desire for the Rabbeinu Shalom's desire. That's the essence of tshuva. I'm coming back to Hashem, I'm ignoring my desires, I'm making my desires into Hashem's desires. That's why during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it is imperative to internalize these concepts. Because the essence of these concepts are accepting Hashem's Ratzon. Not getting frustrated, not getting upset, not making things run my way, but making things run HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. Of course I daven, and of course when it comes to the future, I always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rely that the Rabbeinu Shalom will send the Yeshua, like we explained many times. But I accept the current situation, because that's Ratzon Hashem. And a Yid accepts the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like Chazal say, when a person negates his own Ratzon for the Rabbeinu Shalom's Ratzon, the Rabbeinu Shalom will ultimately give the person what he really wants. When you come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back to you.